Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. Of course, the star and the host of Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Check it out if you've never heard it. Even if you had, keep checking it out. And if you have a Rage Hour diary, make sure you make a little note in it, right? Anyway, on to what I consider to be, without doubt, the best podcast we have ever released today. And we begin with, of course, the big footballing news. Bolton have been saved, and that was big news on Drive.
Got some breaking news, Amelia Cox.
Yeah, we've just had this from Bolton Wanderers. They say they're pleased to announce the sale of the club to Football Ventures Limited. They say it's been completed. They've posted a statement from the administrator, Paul Appleton, who says that it's been one of the hardest administrations he's ever been involved in, but he's delighted to say they finally reached a satisfactory conclusion. He says at times some of the hurdles appeared insurmountable and the frustration felt has been immense, of course not least by the supporters who've had to endure weeks of uncertainty, but he says that that deal is now complete.
Amelia, thank you very much. That's positive news, without a doubt.
Yeah, good news. And that was a lot more money than the Bury one. What was it, 7 million? Mm. Bury, couldn't even get that together. Great news for Bolton. There'll be loads of players now hoping to get a go there at Bolton, because they'll need some players.
Man United fan Nick is with us on the show. What do you want to say, Nick?
Well, do you know what, Adrian? I haven't got much sympathy for Bury. I think this has been coming for a long time. I think it's a massive wake-up call for football. Because at the end of the day, if I don't pay my mortgage, who's going to bail me out? Nobody. I think this is a harsh lesson. I feel sorry for the staff and the fans and everybody. But this lesson has got to be learned. And, you know, it's a shame for Bury, but it was going to happen eventually, and it's happened to them.
Hang on, mate. If you don't pay your mortgage, you put it up for sale, don't you?
Well, yeah, potentially.
Well, that's what Bury are trying to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you can't get it done, the bank just take it off you, don't they? I get where you're coming from, Goffey, but the lesson's got to be learned.
Do you know what, that last bit, I do agree with you, Nick. The lessons have got to be learned. And what's really interesting is that this isn't new. Bad owners, in the EFL in particular, have been happening for a long, long time. There's been questions about whether the fit and proper persons test even exists, never mind whether it's stringent enough or effective enough, for years and years. And still nothing's been done by the EFL. Now, Don McGuinness made a great point earlier. When he's talking about all the clubs in the Manchester area, he actually said the words, they can't all exist. And Andy Holt, the Accrington chairman, who was on H&J earlier, said something similar. He said that everybody's got to get together and work out a way forward. He talked about a social rot going on in northern towns as well. It's a deeper social issue, not just a football issue. He says there's no long-term plan. You've got the EFL that do run the leagues, and clubs are meant to run themselves. But I think the EFL should have a duty to make sure those clubs are well run. And if they're not, they need to intervene far more often than they have been doing. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got to this situation. And we had the Peterborough chairman on yesterday. Another League One club. He's tweeted today, as an owner, the EFL, there should be an emergency meeting called to fix these issues and ensure no more rogue owners get their hands on one of our football clubs and have the power to stop any club from being saved. We have to put steps in place so this never happens again now. So you've got owners of football clubs that are doing okay in the EFL saying change is needed. Why won't the EFL listen?
On to Jim White and Natalie Sawyer, and they were both talking about Bury. Although, bizarrely, Natalie Sawyer today sounded a lot like Trevor Sinclair.
Debbie Jevons, good morning. Why did CNN Sporting Risk pull out, Debbie? What did they find? Was it a hell of a lot worse than they thought?
Well, that is what they have said. We haven't seen that information yet. What they have said to us is that they will show us all of the all of what they have uncovered, and we are going to take them up on that offer to look at it. Because clearly, I mean, this situation is one that is sad, it is devastating, and, you know, I have been involved in many sports over a long period of time, and yesterday afternoon was one of the most difficult situations that either myself or indeed the board have ever found ourselves in.
I understand that. Steve Dale, Debbie, said that he put three other bids to the EFL, but there was still no reprieve. Why was that?
I think if I may, Jim, just say that this isn't just something that's happened in the last few hours. We have been going back and forth with Mr. Dale and constantly worked with him, made compromises where we could, and asked for information to be shared. And at the 11th hour, there were emails received, yes, and a flurry of Mr. Dale saying, oh, I've accepted this, I've accepted that. There was no substance to anything that we received in the sense that would allow us to delay this further and then find ourselves in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, in the same situation again.
But, but Debbie, many Bury fans are saying, why on earth did the EFL, why was the EFL ever even comfortable with Steve Dale being at the helm in the first place?
And do you know what? If I was a Bury fan, I'd be asking exactly the same question.
So why was he?
Because what, you know, going back, what happened is Mr. Dale walked into these offices with the previous owner and had purchased the club. He had already purchased the club. At that point, we went within the regulations and looked at the owners and directors test that he then passed. And then from that point on, we have been saying, show us you've got the funds to run this club. How are you going to run this club? And to begin with, don't forget, he was paying the players to begin with. So the point that they're raising is a point that is valid, and I have consistently said we have to look back, we have to learn lessons so we don't find ourselves in this situation again.
We cannot have that female Bury fan crying on the phone last night on TalkSport. We cannot have Stephen Dawson, the Bury midfielder, desperately worried he's going to lose his house. And yet, this is real. These things could happen.
It is real. It's real life. And it is shocking. And I totally understand that without any question. But as I say, it was, you know, and that is why we have been working and communicating with and trying to get responses from Mr. Dale over the past months. This isn't just 5 minutes. And of course, I have sympathy, which is why we have not left a stone unturned. When it came, you know, once the CDA was passed, at that point we could have issued the notice of withdrawal. We didn't. We suspended it. At that point, under the regulations, there have to be 2 years proof of funding. We, with the board, we went to Mr. Dale, okay, let's just show us 1 year, not 2 years, 1 year. Just show us 1 year's proof of funding, and then we'll work with you to have the long-term future of the club. We have tried everything.
A final point on Bury then, Debbie, and I thank you for your time. Do you think that Steve Dale was only ever in this to make profit for himself? Now the club has been expelled. Is there any way that this man Dale will walk away with any money in his pocket?
I can't answer that. I don't know. And as for his motives, you'll have to ask him. I genuinely don't know the answer to that question.
On to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, aptly named because, of course, it's Alan Brazil who presents it. And in this country, you'll be eating your breakfast when you hear from him, although you won't now on the podcast, so it doesn't really hold much water. Anyway, this is Alan Brazil talking about modern-day players, which, of course, in Alan's world is 1986.
What do you guys think about football clubs kind of taking mick out of each other on Twitter and out of players as well, clearly?
Well, it's a different... You're talking to two dinosaurs here in the club.
Don't excuse be me. So harsh what, on yourself.
One used to walk about where... You know,
thank
when
you very much.
A bag over his shoulder with a phone in it. You know, the, like, G.I. Joe with a big aerial
classic.
And all that.
Classic. Nice.
So we're not really into social media.
Well,
but
so what do you think then? Do you find it quite weird then, seeing that? Do you think they should be a bit more professional, in
I
quotation
marks? I think Andros should just... But
chill out. Life's too short.
So life's too short. Without humour, where are we? We've got to have some sort of banter. As long as you're not offending anybody, I don't really get it.
So, no. So as a player, though, if a club did that, would it have bothered you, or would you see the funny side to that?
Well, the dressing room would see the funny side out, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you start whinging and moaning, exactly, you get slaughtered in the dressing room. But they don't banter anymore. They don't. They don't go out together. They don't go to the bookies. They don't play snooker. They go back to the...
Is that what they need to do?
They go back to their personal gym, don't they? I wouldn't want to play now. Stuff the 400 grand a week. I wouldn't want to play now.
What he says, so you wouldn't play now with that money?
No, I wouldn't. Would I love my time.
Do you really
football.
Believe he wouldn't play now?
Absolutely not.
No, I am very happy in my life so far, and I wouldn't change it for nothing. No.
What is clear is that you do feel that if we keep reacting to things as being disrespectful and upsetting somebody, that, you know, where do you take it? Well, how far does it go? Yeah. Because within a dressing room, you have dynamics. And, you know, I imagine Andros Townsend, I can't believe he wouldn't get a bit of a ribbon when he goes back to Palace and he's training this week.
Do you think Zaha's bothered about it? You know, at the end of the day, it's a game of football, you know. And, you know, he's a top player. And, of course, you know, he didn't get his cross in. So what? Big deal.
No, but it's more Ashley Young, because they were taking the mick out of Ashley Young. Yeah. So will he... If he sees that, would that make him feel a bit
maybe Andros is his mate. Maybe he's just sticking up for his mate. I don't know. But is there no better things to do in life?
Yeah, so you think that we're losing the humour?
Yes.
Yeah?
The banter, humour,
I quite like it when the football clubs... Because there's been quite a few instances where they'll sort of have these like rivalries on Twitter, and they'll come up with some really funny tweets.
Yeah. It's like me saying to Ray Parler, Ray, put the video camera away. For God's sake, and grow up.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to a bit of TalkSport 2 now, and Gareth A. Davis had a one-to-one session, no, not that kind, with James Haskell. Of course, used to be a rugby player, and now he's trying his hand at mixed martial arts. So let's find out if he knows a thing or two about origami.
When Bellator and your agent and the matchmakers from Bellator kind of came up with this and presented it to you, how was it presented and how did you take it?
Well, so a guy called David Green, actually, from Bellator, he contacted me via my agent, and we were having a conversation. He, you know, I've done some work with him for Bama and presenting and stuff like that, and I thought he wanted to meet up about that. I thought he was going to offer me an opportunity to do some more presenting. I'm
planning about to get a few new shirts, maybe a couple of new jackets.
Oh, 100%. But then, and then he said, "No, actually, we want you to fight." I laughed, and then he thought, "What the hell is he talking about?" And then, obviously, called my wife up. She didn't laugh. She thought I was an idiot. I said, "Look, I thought, do you know what? Something inside me just captured my imagination." I was like, actually, this isn't ridiculous. I think I'm going to do this. So I called up London Shoot Fighters. I spoke to Alexis, And Paul and Marius, all three of them really, and had a conversation.
Where you've trained for a while, people need to know this, where you've trained for a while, done jiu-jitsu and boxing and had a love of MMA. You and I have always talked about your love of it, actually doing it.
Yeah, and I just think it's always fascinated me. Mm. I think it's, you know, obviously any fighting sport, combat sport, requires a level of discipline and skill and dedication. But I think, you know, MMA, in the advent of it and how prolific it's become now, it's such a multidiscipline sport and you have to be so talented. Plus, you have to, you know, be prepared to put your body on the line. You have to fight someone. You're an individual sportsman, something I've not been familiar with. I've always had 14 other players or a squad of, you know, 40 players. Now I'm here. You know, I've got my very first own press conference where I'm standing up there and speaking. So all these things are kind of novelties, but also quite exciting. And Shoot Fighters, I've been down there since I was 21, doing bits and pieces. They helped me dramatically with my tackling and some of my ball mobility and ball on the ground work. And we always joked about wanting to fight, and they, you know, I think they humoured me sometimes. But once they gave me the nod, I said, lads, listen, is this mad? Do you think you can help me? Can we do this? And they said, absolutely. So, you know, whether I'm any good at the end of it is down to my dedication, down to, you know, I think, you know, their quality of coaching is right up there, and I think there's a little bit of luck. But for me, I was going to do boxing, I was going to do jiu-jitsu, I was going to do wrestling anyway. I've now got myself in a position where I get to compete at the end of it, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, you may remember we started the podcast with a drive chat. Obviously, the boys were talking about Bolton. Well, Aidan Goffey are now talking Manchester United and next week's fourth Ashes test.
I think the midfield is the area that is questionable with Manchester United. You take Pogba out of it, do you think it gets better? Does anybody think there's somebody waiting to come in and take Pogba's place in that squad? Because I can't see it. I think it significantly weakens Man United if they take Paul Pogba out of the equation completely. That will be a heads gone for me. So I'd love to hear from United fans on that. Do fans really want him out of the football club? What's this based on anyway? What's happened recently?
Is it missing a penalty?
Is that
against
it?
Wolves?
Giving the ball away for the winner? I mean, did
well, he has said he I think it was quite obvious he wanted to go play for Real Madrid, didn't he?
Mm.
I mean, let's...
He did yeah, noises say that, from the agent he? And that, yeah.
Yeah.
And him.
Yeah, and him. In interviews when he's away on international duty. That doesn't help, Aid. So you can imagine, I totally get how the fans are disappointed with it, but as a footballer, Manchester United don't want to lose him. Solskjaer, I mean, he's doing everything in his what he possibly can to keep him because he realises he's such an important player. He's even put him on penalties, well, sharing penalties with Rashford, and that's not worked well, has it?
Not at all. So I'd love to hear from United fans on Paul Pogba in the future. Is that the genuine message across the board from United fans that they want Pogba out of the football club? And if that is the case, if anybody does think that, think about your best 11. You take Pogba out of that, does it not seriously weaken Manchester United's team? There's nobody to step in. There's no great midfield depth in the squad at Manchester United. And then while we're on this, let's talk about Alexis Sanchez because he's about to go. They're going to subsidise his wages to a ridiculous level, aren't they?
Well, it's over £200,000 they're putting towards the wages. Now, if you're going to pay a week, yeah. If you're paying that out, what's the point of letting him go? I mean, surely, is he that bad, Sanchez? Come on. It's not been great. Since he went to Manchester United, that were under different managers, under Solskjaer. He gets him fit. He's obviously still a decent footballer, isn't he?
Mm.
I mean, we're not suddenly all going to come out and say he's rubbish at football. He's not.
Well, he's not.
And if they get injuries, or is that the policy they want at Manchester United, the fans? Do they purely want young, hungry players who are going to be available for Manchester United? Even if it meant Martial got injured, Rashford got injured, who are young in itself... Are they quite happy and think they've got enough for James and Greenwood to play up front for Manchester United?
Some questions, though. He's a Lancashire man. Jimmy Anderson bowled 20 overs for Lancs' second team. So does Jimmy come straight back in?
Yeah, basically. 575 wickets. Does he make our bowling stronger? Yep. Does he make the batting weaker? Yep. Doesn't matter. He makes our bowling stronger, and this series, it's been all about the bowlers. What's number eight batsman? I mean, if you're starting relying on number eight to get your runs, we've done that too many times. Pick the best bowlers. Jimmy Anderson is better than Wokes. Wokes has been fantastic. He looked tired that last one. I know he's had that knee problem. He's been rested a few times, building up to the World Cup. He's played the World Cup. He's played the first three tests. I think it might do him good just to miss out one. That's not on form. It's just that Jimmy Anderson is world class.
And would you make any changes to the England lineup other than Jimmy?
Well, I think both teams have got a serious issue here and which way they go. Like I say, it's all about the bowling. The bowling's the strength for both sides. But do they pick Mitchell Starc? He's going to play, I think he's playing against Derby now in this warm-up game. Smith's come back in. They're going to have to put Labuschagne at three. They're going to have to put Smith back to four. They've got a problem then. What do they do with Khawaja? Do they drop him? Do they put him at five? Do they open with him? Their openers, Bancroft and Harris, ain't got a run between them. Khawaja is in anyway in the first few overs. He might as well open. And I think he's going to open against Derby this week. So I would go Warner, Khawaja, Labuschagne, Smith, Head. I'd go then Mitchell Marsh. Gives him another bowler. They were a bowler short this test, bad at six. Tim Payne's going to keep his place. He's captain. You know my thoughts on it? I don't think he should, but he will. Pat Cummins, and then it'll be Mitchell Starc or Pattinson, Hazelwood and Lyon. That's going to be their 11. With us, do they stick with Jason Roy? Do they bring James Vince in? You know my thoughts on... I thought before the series started, he probably would have opened, but I thought he blew it in the World Cup, his opportunity. Jason Roy took it at the World Cup. So that's why they went with him. I don't think England selectors think Zach Crawley's ready yet. Sibley's got the runs behind him, but I don't think they'll go with him either yet. So I think Vince, if they decide to change that, or they could open with Denley and bring in Ollie Pope somewhere in the middle order. That's another option they've got. On the bowling front, Anderson comes in. Now he's proven he's fit, which he should have done before the first test with the amount of wickets he's got, and the rest of it remains the same.
And of course, we end every single TalkSport Daily podcast with what a lot of people consider to be the only reason they download. In fact, I've got one here. It says, "To Andy, the only reason I download the podcast is because of you." And there's another one here. "Dear Andy, the podcast is brilliant, but please none of the other stuff, just your..." Anyway, I could go on and on. But needless to say, these are the best bits of the Sports Bar.
All aboard! Tickets, please. Tickets. Madness, they call it
madness. Madness. I went out a week ago. Right, and I've got in massive trouble with my missus, right? Mm-hmm. How can I sweeten her over tonight? Right.
Tonight? How long have you been with her for?
12 years.
Okay, and you're telling me in 12 years you've not even looked at another woman?
Nah, not at all.
Have you ever been on a boy's holiday?
Yeah.
Right. Where'd you go?
I've been to Cavos, I've been to Cod.
Shut up!
Oh, you filthy pig!
She believes that, John. Well done, John.
Good liar.
Good work, John.
But anyway.
John, roughly, is it over or under 10?
Whenever she listens to you two, she thinks you two are disgusting, by the way. She really does.
You're a disgusting one.
She's got... honestly, she goes...
So look, boys, look. Last week... I called her, and it was a Friday night. I called her and said, "Look, I'm going out for a drink." I ended up getting home very, very late.
Yeah. And why? I'm on a bump into someone from Cavos, did you?
I'm on a semi-drink ban.
Right.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Eileen.
Can we speak to her? Put her on.
Do you know what I think you should do, John?
Let's speak to her. What's her name, John? Put her on, John. What's her name, Jay?
Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Eileen, just say hello so we know you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning, I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Your John has just phoned us up.
Yeah, I know.
And he's asked us to give you some... he wants to know, will you marry him?
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's phoned out. He wants us to propose.
He wants us to propose live on national radio.
He says he's sorry what happened in Cavos.
Yeah. He's sorry what happened last Friday, but will you marry him?
Not sure.
Come on, John. The world is listening.
I think you've got other calls waiting.
No, we have none. Empty switch balls.
John, trust us. We're going nowhere.
We're staying here. We've moved extra time because of it.
God, you can just say it. Let's lock it
out. Okay, right. Will you marry me?
Yes, of course.
Yeah! Good work.
Good work, John.
Now,
well
now
done.
John.
Yeah.
Now ask if you can go out for a drink to celebrate.
Yeah.
No.
Good work, John and Eileen. Well done.
So there you go, another podcasty thing done and dusted. And remember, it's free; it doesn't cost you a penny. I mean, in theory, it does. You need electricity to download it, or maybe you could like use your neighbour's Wi-Fi without them knowing, because a lot of people still don't have that little padlock sign on. It's illegal, and you can only get nicked if you get caught. I think that's the key point. Anyway, thank you for downloading it. Remember to press subscribe so you don't have to download it; it drops into your inbox. And there'll be another one of these along tomorrow, unless of course you forget to press subscribe. Then it'll be 2 days. Just download it. I'm wasting my time.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.